James. I'm very tired of your shit. See, you're not doing a goddamn around here. You just sitting there at your desk and you just on your phone and you're just supposed to be looking pretty. Like, if I was gonna hire somebody to do that shit, I'd hire Rebecca from Team 2. No, James, you don't do shit. I just came from the meeting. If I had not done my own research, then I would have looked like a plumb damn fool, James, because the information and the paperwork that you gave me as per your job was completely wrong, James. It was about a whole totally different company. They didn't have anything to do with what we were selling, James. James, listen. James, I am a senior partner here, and if I look like a plumb damn fool in front of the other senior partners, guess who else is gonna lose their job? No, James, that is not a rhetorical question, and it should not be that hard. Oh God, honestly, James, just go home. Just go on home. I can't deal with you right now. And matter of fact, James, go ahead and take tomorrow off. I can't see. Get out, James. Get out. Damn it, James, I thought I told your ass to go home. What the fuck are you still doing? Oh, shit, my bad. See, I didn't see it was you coming in. What are you doing here, by the way, anyway? Yes, I'm tired of shit. What the fuck? No, what am I supposed to do with him? You know the only reason he's here is because he's Michael's son. I would have fired his ass weeks ago. He don't do shit. He don't, like, he just sits there at his desk. No. I mean, I guess, relatively, he's cute, but cute shit ain't gonna get you anywhere in this world. I mean, he may be somebody's type, but sure ain't mine. I think that's why Michael sent him up here, because I mean, he ain't got nothing to do with me, and everybody else is just fawning over him like he a doe in the forest. Like, what the fuck is? I don't get it. What are you doing here anyway? Didn't you just see the meeting? Don't you have some work to do? Don't you have a meeting in like an hour? Yeah, I know we've been working here together since college, but you don't gotta check up on me. I mean, we both partners here. I don't need your help. I didn't need it then, and I don't need it now. I got here on my own. Unlike somebody whose daddy knows the boss. I don't take it so personally. I mean, connections are great when you're in the business. I didn't have them then. I mean, I do now, but not when we started. Anyways, that's besides the point. What did you come down here for anyway? What the fuck? What do you mean you taking over the company? I mean, I know your dad knows the boss, but shouldn't be giving his kids the company? Like, some nepotism shit? Like, what do you mean you're taking over? And you're the CEO? That don't even make no goddamn sense. You don't. Our numbers are the same. Matter of fact, as of last quarter, my numbers have been fucking better than yours. So why the fuck are you CEO? Cause you're a man. What are we living in the 1900s? I mean, money don't lie, and I obviously deserve the position. Matter of fact, get the fuck out of my office. Get out of my office. What the fuck are you? What What are you talking about? What do you mean I can have your connections? I got my own connections now. Why would I want yours? Why would I need yours? Date you? Are you fucking insane? Do you know I've known you since college? I know you ain't nothing but a whore in a whorehouse. I couldn't trust you farther than I can throw you. Why on earth would you think I would want to date you? A business deal? All you want to do is keep my money in the company so that I don't go off to somewhere else and completely annihilate you in the industry. I don't care if I have a contract. I'm not going to put up with this bullshit. What? Stop. Why are you coming over here? Stay over there and sit in your goddamn chair. Why are you coming to my side of the desk? Listen. This is completely, completely unethical. I'll be talking to PR. What the fuck are you? I'm telling you right now, this is not something that don't fucking touch me. I saw you hanging around Trisha like 2 days ago. That was a work thing. I mean, I know she's the secretary of the company, but I thought y'all were dating or at the very least sleeping together. That doesn't matter. It still doesn't give you the right to kiss me. I'm not talking to you. This is some goddamn nepotism shit that you're benefiting from. What do I care that you spoke with IT? I don't have shit to hide. Everything I've done has been completely by the books. My search history. I don't give a fuck. You can look through my desktop all you want. I don't care. What the fuck do you mean, my laptop? That's my personal laptop. You shouldn't be able to get into that shit. I'll be able to figure out anything. Like, that's not company property. What? I mean, yeah, it was given to me as a Christmas present, but it's not a company laptop. How did you find out that I? To be choked to this. Maybe choked has nothing to do with our interaction, so. And even this is still private. That's. How did you find that out? That's not public information. No, I will not open my legs. Well, of course I'm gonna make noises like that when you put your leg between my I'm only wearing a skirt. It's easy to feel pressure against me. Call you sir now? No, we've known each other since college. I'm not gonna. Yes, sir. I'm very sorry, sir. I'll call you sir now. Yes. Yes, sir, I do. I do belong on my knees. I am not. I am not going to say that to you. Please. Please, sir, may I have your car? No. Sir, please let me have your cock. You want me to keep my hands behind my back, sir? Yes, yes, sir. On the desk, sir. So you want me to sit on the desk? Sir, no, I'm not gonna beg you to let me come. I'll finish when I want to. Wait, where are you going? Okay. I'll beg, sir. Yes, please, sir. I'll be a good girl. I'll behave now. I'll do what you say. So, please let me come, please. Yeah, you're not gonna let me come. So, yes, please. I would prefer to come with your cock inside me. So, wait, please. Condom. I have some in my desk. Please. Oh, yes. Yes, sir, please. Do come inside me. It's what I deserve, I promise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you're right. I am yours to breed. Yes, please. Please breed, you're a good girl. Pretty. Pretty, please. Oh.
you, sir. Thank you so very much. Where do I need kisses, sir? Here, and here, and there, and right here, and right there, sir. Yes, thank you, sir. I did do a great job. I should come home with you. You were serious. You were serious about making your connections mine.